trades multiple contracts. That way you get all of it. Question was, how do you trade the market when you get the single but you don't get the home run? You trade three contracts. You try and hold that number three for the long term. But you don't. I mean, if the market starts to look really crummy, you've got to make a mental decision, first of all. Are you willing to let the market, to let your equity drop 30 to 40% to hold on to a long-term contract? If you're not, you don't want to have a long-term contract. So you make that decision. If you've got that decision, I'm willing to let it drop that much, there's my long-term stop because I want to get it up here, then you hold on to it. If not, if you have a lot of trading techniques, you'll say, well, it looks kind of iffy. I'll grab my long-term here, but to get back in again on the decline. Well, midday on any market is the time of the day when the market tends to have what I call a midday bulge. Let's say the market's been going up during the day. About midday, it'll sell off and then start up again. It might even sell off, take out the low of the day just by a little bit, and go back up again. So if you're looking to sell it, and you've got a stop in there, a sell stop below midday, it'll go down. The floor traders will have your name on that one, and it'll start back up again. So you wait until after midday. Midday tends to be 11:20 to 12 o'clock Chicago time. It varies by market. The S&P runs around 12 o'clock. The grains are running more around 11:40, 11:45. The meats around 11:20. But as you can go back and look at that on an intraday chart. So we're going to look at these. This next hour is going to be going into the S&P index, using what we've talked about to go into daily, hourly, and 50-minute bar charts to develop high probability buy patterns with low dollar risk. All of this stuff is included in it. Okay, what I've picked is the S&P cash again. Whether you're an equity trader or a futures trader, you can trade it. I don't recommend trading the S&P futures market unless you're going to trade intraday or day trade it. I really generally take a look at day trading it or using, I don't like the word day trading. I use a high probability entry to get in, and if I don't have a lot of money under my belt by the end of the day, I'm out. That's the way I approach it. And I use these high probability setups. This is what these are called. It's a setup where when this sets up, the odds are very high that the market is going to go in your direction and at least give you enough to take a number one, and you want it to give you enough to take a number two as well. In this market, in the day you get in. So what's our game plan? Usually, when you're trading daily, weekly, monthly, you're going to be trading the primary cycle. Now, I picked this situation where the primary cycle is going down. And so let's say we don't know what the direction of the primary cycle is. We think it's going up. I want to show you how well this works. We think it's going up. So we're going to buy these bottoms. And these are cycle bottoms. But more importantly than that, they are bottoms where the oscillator dropped below the buy line. And that's our setup. The 3 minus 10 drops below the buy line. When the oscillator drops below the buy line of minus 2.5, buy the high of the previous day. It's very simple. That's the approach. So how does it work? Let's look at it on an hourly chart. An hourly will let you see the inner workings of the market a little better. Page 14. This is just the hourly right here. And you can buy it. Maybe I skipped the chart. No, I didn't. Okay, I threw something else in here. We're going to do two things. We're going to buy it when it takes out the previous day's high. That's what the buy is. Each one of these numbers is the same number as on the daily chart, so you can reference them. And we're going to take our number one as quick as we can, 500 to 700. And we're going to take our number two when the market is overbought. Now, how are we going to know that it's overbought? The oscillator goes above the sell line. When it drops below the buy line, I use the buy line on the daily. I'm not using the buy line on the hourly. I use the buy line on the daily because the market is oversold at that time. It doesn't have to turn. It's just got to drop below. It tells me the market is oversold. So I buy the previous day's high. It might occur the day after it takes out the low. It might be 2 days after it takes out the low. But I buy the previous day's high. Once I'm in, I want to grab my one, I want to get out of my two as quick as I can, but I don't want to leave too much on the table. So when the cell line is exceeded by the hourly 3 minus 10, which is the dot, I take my number 2 position off. As soon as it does it, bam, you call up and you take it off. 1835 profit, 2000 profit, 1100 profit, 1833 profit, $330 loss, $830 profit, $3,500 profit. 6 or 7 make money. Now, if that doesn't start you thinking a little bit, you're in the wrong room. You can do this. You can do that in many markets. Sometimes you need a different oscillator, but what I want to get across is the concept. This is a concept. You look for a cycle bottom. You look for the extreme oversold. You look for the unusual to occur. What's the unusual on this chart? Is it in here? Where is it? It's below the buy line and above the sell line, because it doesn't occur that often. So a prime part of trading is look for the unusual and build a trade around it. And then for the longer term, you can use the trading cycle, or you can wait to get a 3-10 sell or something else. So that's the pattern. Now let's fine-tune it, because we're going daily, hourly, 15-minute. Well, I think we've got something else here first. Options. You want to trade options in this market. It's a great market for options. If you think the market's going up, you can buy calls or sell puts when the hourly oscillator drops below the buy line. Each time it drops below the buy line, you've got this dot. Well, what happened after the dot? If you have a 30 to 60 day option, you would have made money in almost every situation. The particular option depends upon you. But it's a very nice strategy. Pardon? Yes, the market's going down. It's a primary cycle, the market's declining. I'm buying on the long side because it works. We're not trading hourly, we're not trading the primary cycle this time, because the primary cycle sets the trend for the daily. The daily is setting the trend for our hourly and 15 minute. So by using this, you can trade against the primary cycle. Well, in an option, you might want to do it a little differently. You could buy 3 options, depends on their cost. I almost always want to buy 2, because as soon as I've covered the premium for both of them, I want to get out of one right away. So now I'm not at risk. You could buy 3, then get out of 1 someplace up here and hold it. Any questions? The sell line is a 2, it's a 2.0. Good question. This is minus 2.5, sell line is 2.0. You determine this on your screen by going back and looking at it. You can write a program to optimize it. Just play around with it and you'll be able to do it yourself after you try it for a while. Okay, now let's look at the first buy on the hourly with the 15-minute and see if we can't maybe improve our entry a little bit. Here's the hourly. Daily oscillator drops below the buy line. Now, in the hourly, we want the hourly to drop below the buy line too very often, because that shows when you drop below the buy line, it's the unusual situation. There's extreme downside momentum. You got a lot of people going short and they're going to want to get out. At five, here. The hourly does not drop below for this bottom, but you get a divergent bottom, divergence, which sets us up to do the same thing, basically, by the previous day's high. The only difference is you're more comfortable when you get a divergence or an hourly drop below the buy line, because now you know it really is oversold. What does the 15-minute give us? At this stage of our trading, nothing really. It just gives us a better picture of buying the market. This is the previous day's high of day 5. Same, see, this is day 5, this is day 5. So I can buy it on the next day when I take out that high. I want to point out one thing here. I would much rather buy a day with all of this work underneath it here than I would buy this type of move here, because there's no work under it. It's much easier for it to go down and crash. When you've got work under it, There's going to be support down here. We're going to add a few more things as we go along. Let's look at number 6. We're going to combine the hourly drop below the buy line to set up entry in our 15-minute chart. Now what we're doing is we're going to use the hourly to set up the 15-minute. We use the daily to set up the hourly. Now we're going to use the hourly to set up the 15-minute. When the hourly drops below the buy line, hourly is less than the buy line, look to buy the 15-minute somehow. Now in this case, the 15-minute is above the buy line, but the hourly is down here on the buy line, below the buy line. Actually, it dropped down here late yesterday. So the hourly dropped down here. So I've got a 15-minute bar chart. The 15-minute also dropped down here. Market opens here. 1/2 hour after the open, I can put a buy stop above the high of the day. What's 1/2 hour after the open? That's the pivot point. How do I know that it works? Because I've traded it for 20 years. 1/2 hour after the open, this market's extremely oversold. How do I know it's oversold? The hourly and the daily are down below the buy line. If you don't have mechanical things like that, you don't have the guts to pull the trigger. It's a gutsy trade to buy this market down here. You call your broker up, you tell him you want to buy, you know what he's going to tell you. Well, he's going to ask you how much margin you got. Because if there's a deficit, he's got to pay the difference. He doesn't want you to trade that because everybody is bearish. All the fundamentals are bearish. The floor is bearish. Everything's bearish. But you can buy it because you can go back in the past and see how often this worked. And that's the value of today's machines. I'm not saying do this because I tell you it's a great technique. Take your machine, go back, get some data, and see that it works 80% of the time, 90% of the time. Then you have knowledge, and knowledge is power. Knowledge is, in our business, it's money. We're here to make money. Let's look at number 7. Oscillator below the buy line again, and it does it the day before this move down. Now, I look for something what I call a slam down. The market is sold off. Often it's dropped below the buy line the preceding day, and then early the next day, usually right after the open, it slams down. And you can put a buy stop above the high of the day at that time. I think that's what we did. Well, here we enter at the high of the second hour. The day, well, this is, see, the day we're looking to enter is day 7. Or let me rephrase that. This is the day where it showed me that it was very oversold. This is the slam down. So on the day of the slam down, I can put a buy stop above the high of the day, or in this case, I put it above the high of the second hour. Let's drop down to the 15-minute and see what we actually had. Because here's the hourly. It's a gutsy trade just to put something right above an hourly bar. But a 15-minute shows you that the market has indeed done its work. This is the first bar. Now, on these charts, you kind of miss the first bar because it's on this line. But here's the first 15-minute, second, third, fourth. This is the first hour. This is a slam down. The safest place to put the buy stop is right here. But what I want is low dollar risk. I'm trading 3 contracts. I might put on 1 here or even 2 and say, well, I'm just going to test the water here because what do I have? I've got a $500 risk. What do I have here? I got $1,500 risk. 3 contracts, $4,500. So I risk $1,000. I'll put on 2 contracts. I'll grab 1 at $300 to $500. And I'm covered. Goes through my buy stop and doesn't bother me much. Rule of thumb, if you get in and the market closes below your entry, get out. I've got a number 1 taken off, probably right up here. And a number 2 would come off, from my viewpoint, probably right up here on the open. I don't want to hold this overnight, if at all, unless I've got both my 1 and my 2 off. Because the market, especially in a situation like that, can open 5 to 7 down. So the reason I developed this approach is for the high probability setups you can get. You can make enough money to get out. If you got 1s and 2s, you can stick around for the bigger move. Number 8. Now, this is an interesting situation. Number 8. Market drops below the buy line here, and it looks like it could be a bottom. Certainly looks good. So what do we see here on the hourly? How do we trade the hourly? This is number 8. On this day, the oscillator dropped down On number 8, the oscillator dropped down below the buy line here, well before the bottom. So we're looking to buy the previous day's high. Oscillator dropped below the buy line someplace here. I get a small range day, and then I get an outside day. Y'all know what an outside day is? Outside day is a market that has a higher high and a lower low than the previous day. It's an outside range. And I like to buy those when it first goes lower and then goes higher, especially in an oversold situation. So I might have bought this here, and I put a sell stop here, in which case I'm stopped out with a loss. It's part of the game. Here, it would show me that if I had my buy stop in here, I may have gotten out here because of the way the market acted. I would have. I wouldn't have had my number 1 and number 2 off, so I would get out of here on the close. So I have a very small loss. And now I'm ready to trade number 9. Number 9 comes in. It's a second. It's a double bottom on the daily below the oscillator. And interestingly enough, it's also a double bottom here. But on the 8, see, I went up, came back down again. So I have the hourly down below the oscillator here, and I have a turn up here. Now this upturn occurs right there on that bar's close. Let's look at the 15-minute bar and see what this might give me. In number 9, I drop below the buy line in both the hourly and the 15-minute. Now that is really oversold. When you drop below the buy line in the daily, the hourly, and the 15-minute is really oversold, you can change your strategy. You can buy a little congestion area. Let's take a look at this on a larger scale. This is the 15-minute now. Same chart as we had here, it just expanded. I get down below the buy line here. This also turns up. I can put a buy stop above this little congestion range and let the market stop me in. What's my dollar risk? 500 max. It makes another one. I can put a buy stop here. And here, I'm looking at a dollar risk of maybe $300. The hourly turns here and the market gaps. So I would have gotten in here. Risk a little over $500 at a trade that most of us would never even consider taking because we wouldn't have the... you'd be stupid, actually, in my point. You'd be gambling. But we're not gambling. The odds are in our favor. We're speculating. We've set this up. We're in control. We got our stop. We got our entry. Everything's oversold. It's time for a bottom. It should be a bottom. It's a moneymaker. Question? Could you speak up, please? This is what you see. Just like this. As the day goes on. You get one bar every 15 minutes. This is the screen right here.
On your previous chart you had up there, you had a divergence. That didn't bother you? On the oscillator divergence, are you trying?
Divergence where?
Right down here on your out bottom chart right here, yes. Uh-huh.
Here?
Above your price chart. Now you've got a consolidation price. Yet you're showing lower lows on your oscillator.
You just
treat that as more overbought?
That's the divergence.
You mean here? That's
correct. Uh-huh.
Now go to the bottom oscillator.
Here?
Right here.
Right there,
that's right.
Right here?
That's the divergence from your price. That's very divergent.
On the
15-minute?
You mean here to here?
Your two bottoms showing right there.
These two little ones. Okay, you mean these two right here and here. Well, yeah, that's a good indicator. That's a real good indicator because you've got a bottom, you go up above the crossover and come back down again and you drop below the buy line. And you've got a higher price. That's a real good indicator. That's a powerhouse. That's the way I look at it. Only the index. You got to move the. You got to move from the index to the futures market. Futures market is too many floor traders.
How do you put your order?
You pick up the phone and say, "Buy it now." And what'll usually happen is, it's not unusual for the futures market to run through its similar point before the S&P does. So it runs through it, the S&P follows, you pick up the phone and call. By that time the S&P cash or futures has gone up and it's coming back down again. If you had an order waiting in the S&P futures, you'd be filled up here. So you actually come out better about 9 times out of 10. Pardon me? You can't buy the cash index, you can only buy the futures. But if you do this with the futures, it won't work. There's too many false moves. Pardon me? You cannot use these charts like this to buy it. You let it set up on the cash, and then you pick up the phone and say, buy me the futures at the market. Well, not at the market, give it a price. So you say, where's the trading? And then to stick about 10 or 15 points on it. Could you speak up, please? You were below it on the hourly chart, but you were not here. You were not below it here. Now, you may have taken that trade. You may have taken that trade. In which case, you probably would have been out by the end of the day. And if you carried it over into the second day, you would have been out of your ones and twos, so you wouldn't have gotten hurt. I'm not giving you a system here. I'm giving you things to work with to build your own. The next page, 21, is a duplicate. Let's look at number 10, the last one. Here we come right down to the buy line. What'll I do if it doesn't go right below the buy line? If it's close, that's good enough for me. I mean, nothing is cast in concrete in the futures market. Of course, if you write a program, it doesn't know that. Daily is the daily oscillator is below the buy line. The hourly is greater than the buy line, but you have divergence. So in this case, we never got the real oversold we wanted to see, but we have a divergent situation. Price, price, oscillator, price. So we have a divergence. We can look to buy it above the high of the day at that time. Or we can go to the hourly. What does the hourly show us? Or the 15-minute. Using the 15-minute, could buy above congestion highs. Congestion high here, congestion high here. And what you're looking at again is dollar risk. If you hang on, what kind of dollar risk are you going to have here versus the shot here? You could put your number one on there, or a one and a two. Because by the time you get up to where you're buying here, you can be out of your number two. And there's a tendency to think, well, why get out of my number two to put on my number three? I do it because it feels good, because I have closed profits. So what if you pay a little commission? If it feels good, you got money under your belt, you reduce your exposure is reduced. I got closed equity in my account. Now our next one is the sell aspect of it. And so now we're looking at the right side. Now we should be selling because the primary cycle is moving down. We don't know the primary cycle is moving down. We suspect it is because we have lower highs. Now we have a sell line at 2.0, and we're looking for it to exceed, get up to or exceed the sell line. We've got four shorts. Let's just look at number one, 500, 700 bucks. We take our number two out this time when the hourly oscillator drops below the buy line. That's our number two, and number three is longer term. I sell it, we see the S. There's a little garbage here, which we'll cover, but I get $2,600, $4,100, $4,100, $2,160. So where there's smoke, there's fire. You can build something with this. options. Point one is when the daily 310 is above a sell line and the hourly 310 rises above a sell line. When the hourly rises above it, you put on your put. When the hourly rises above it, you put on your put. We got a great one, and we got one that's it doesn't work as nice, but you have an option, so we're due for a primary cycle bottom, so it seems okay. P is the cycle is down and the 310 hourly rises above the sell line. In other words, the daily has already gone above the sell line and is probably moving down. So here you would just buy puts. And it works because you're buying time. Or you could write calls. You're looking for the extreme. You're looking for the unusual. You're looking for it to be very overbought. And that's what this tells you. Any questions? Okay, before I go on, I want to give a commercial. I got you here. Everything that I'm talking about, all of the concepts are in my book. We've got a special for the seminar where you can get the book, a CompuTrack disc that has the trade plans and chart plans built into it. You could build them yourselves. It takes you 20 to 40 hours. I've got the disc included with the price data, so you can reproduce every chart in this book, so you can go through it bar by bar to see just how it works. And you can also apply $75 towards it's free, a six-week trial subscription to my CycleWatch newsletter and hotline, or a daily fax update. So if you're interested in this approach, you might want to consider that. It's covered in the handout that you've got. It's all explained there. And this explains the CompuTrack supplement. That's in the handout, what it does. And then I have an at-home study course that's advanced. If you're a beginning trader, don't even want to consider it. I started this up a year ago. I've got tremendously satisfied people, and I've stopped doing workshops because of it. I mentioned earlier that you've got to have hands-on application to make it work, and this gives you an enormous amount of homework. You're going to have hands-on application, because what I set out to do here is change the way you think. When you finish this course, you will be able to see cycles. You'll know more about cycles than most professional analysts. You'll know more about trading, and you'll know it because you did the homework. The course is normally $16.95. There's a $500 savings certificate if you sign up for it. At the seminar, it's $11.95. There's 9 lessons. It started out as a weekly course. It's not a weekly course. It'll take you 4 to 8 months to complete it. And when you complete it, you must truly feel that it's worth 10 times what you paid for it, or I'll give you your money back, no questions asked.
Mr. Brett.